to a better state, State Farm.
Are we tied?
Yes, sir.
Long three, swish.
Oh, my.
She's hot, and she scores.
It's Rutherford County Prep Basketball on News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
For the first time in 32 years, the Riverdale boys are headed to the state championships. The Riverdale Lady Warriors, state champions for the third straight year. That is amazing.
The Blackman Blaze are headed back to the state tournament.
It's the Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Let's join Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Welcome back to Middle Tennessee State University and the Murphy Center, Monty Hill Arena, the site for the Blue Cross Basketball Championships, TSSAA Division I State Finals here. And we've got Eagleville and Midway coming up here for you. The third of four games in the quarterfinals here. Loretto and Greenfield already winners. Now it's the bottom half of the single-A bracket. First game being Eagleville and Midway here this afternoon. We're going to take our first break here and jump into the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. And when we come back, as we continue with our Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we'll talk about these teams, their trips here to the Blue Cross Basketball Championships, and just how long it's been for both of these teams. It's been a while. So we'll talk all about that when we come back as we continue. A two-minute break, and we'll return to Middle Tennessee State University after this.
Parks Auction, we handle everything.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or whether you're buying or selling commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. Parks Auctions helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, 12 and high now, $15.
Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Who is St. Baldrick? You are. When you donate, volunteer, or get your head shaved, all for childhood cancer research. Join us for the 9th annual Bald in the Borough event on March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Go to baldintheborough.com to sign up. Be a hero. Help infants, children, teens, and young adults fight cancer. Sign up at baldintheborough.com. Again, that's baldintheborough.com.
At State Farm, when home and auto works as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417, and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
Your ride, your stuff, you live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. It's smart to protect them together, to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-895-2700, and let me help you save by combining your auto and your renters.
State Farm.
The Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Welcome back to the Murphy Center. John Dinkins joins me here for the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue has quality, fresh, never frozen, pure meats. They smoke their meats the old-fashioned way using real hickory wood on specially designed pits. From barbecue, smoked chicken, ribs, and, yes, those loaded baked potatoes, They're about the size of your two fists together. They're huge, loaded down with your favorite toppings. They're ready to feed your hungry family tonight. Rick's Barbecue on Memorial Boulevard. That is the Rick's Barbecue to-go location. And dine-in and drive-through over on Warrior Drive. John Dinkins, Eagleville Girls, Kingston Midway. Kingston, by the way, is in Roan County. And you go through Roan County if you're going to Knoxville from here on I-40. Just past Crossville, you go through a sliver of Roan County. That's where Kingston is located. And it's been a while since these two teams have both represented their schools in the state tournament.
Yeah, it has. And, 81-82 for Eagleville. Midway's had a long drought as well, so kind of new. It kind of equalizes everything out about being, you know, your first appearance, because they're both going to have that same feeling since they haven't been here in a while.
37 years for Eagleville and 28 years for Midway. 1991 was their last trip here. Their highest finish was in 1985 when they finished fifth in the tournament. They have a 1-5 record in state tournament play. Eagleville's record is really good in state tournament play. They're 4-2. And the 2 years that they got here under head coach Donald Holland was 81-82, and they finished runner-up both years.
Well, when you go 4-2, you lost in the championship round. Yep. So, you know, that's where your two losses come in. So they've done their job, really, just came up a little short.
This Eagleville team, John, if you look up and down the lineup, I think it's interesting that the thing that pops out to me is they're so young.
They're really young. You've got a junior, a sophomore, a junior, and a one senior in the starting lineup tonight. So that is in itself, we hope this won't be the last trip, but they've got an opportunity to just get better. So regardless of the outcome of today's game.
And outside of that, I think they only have one senior.
That's it,
period.
Just one, yes.
You know, and I know she starts, but just one senior. But some work to do this year. It's been almost a storybook kind of a story, you know, with Eagleville girls and boys both making it to the state tournament, the long droughts both teams have had in getting here. And it's almost like as the season went on, the guys put the pressure on the girls to get here, and the girls put the pressure on the guys to get here. It was really a fun road to watch for the Eagleville community.
Well, they had a slow start because they had a lot of injuries. A lot of things happened to the Eagleville girls at the beginning of the season. Chris Lynch kind of pieced it together, and they discovered themselves, and they play a zone defense, which nobody seemed to have figured out yet, so he's riding it all the way. So just a great coaching maneuver there by Chris Lynch, and it's gotten them here. So we'll see if that continues today and tonight. But you gotta hand it to him. At one point, you know, they had five or six losses, and then they just went on a streak and a roll, and they were in some very, very tight games, and the game that got him here was a buzzer beater, basically. So, you know, there you go.
Well, I mean, and they had a losing record.
Yeah,
early on in the season,
yeah.
And then they have just been on a tear of late. Now, I will tell you, this place is electric. The entire Eagleville community, there's not a business with the door open right now, I'm sure, because everybody seems to be here, and just a really, really good crowd of Eagleville supporters, so this is going to be loud.
And Brian, a lot of people have come just to see Eagleville,
yep,
that live outside of Eagle, so there's a lot of interest there.
A lot of Rutherford County support here as well, so that is awesome. We're going to take our final one-minute break, and when we come back, we've got your starting lineups and the live play-by-play. It's Eagleville taking on Midway in the Class Single A Blue Cross Basketball Championships. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hey there, I'm Courtney Brown, the great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Once when I was little, a neighbor of mine was ill, and I picked the buttercups from behind our house and walked them across the street, and I was so happy to see the smile on her face.
This neighborly concern has been the hallmark of Roscoe Brown for 75 years. You can always trust our family with yours, offering plumbing, heating and air, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Are we actually going to use this?
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites, like chicken minis, chicken nuggets, and strips, to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases. Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm.
The Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
I want to thank the Law Offices of John Day for bringing you the county roundup and also our pregame show here. It is time to tell you about the Eagle Eagles. They come into this game 22-9. Chris Lynch is the head coach. Midway, again, out of Kingston. They are the Lady Green Wave. Again, Midway, they come in at the with a record of 26-6. John Dinkins is going to bring you the starting lineups in this game. And also, we'll have the live play-by-play story here in this one.
All right, first of all, for the Midway Green Wave, Caitlin Ross, number one, will be in one of the guard spots. Number five is Paige Bacon. Number 22, Emily Kaywood, a junior forward at 5'6". Rebecca LeMasters, number three, a 5'6", senior forward. And Heaven Prinsley, number 10, a 5'9", junior center. For the Lady Eagles, it'll be Michaela Motes, number 15, a 5'6", junior guard. Anna Grace Clement, number 24, a 5'11", sophomore forward. Haley Ferguson, wearing double zero, a 5'4", sophomore point guard. Lizzie Thompson, 6 foot junior forward, number five, and Coley Whitley, number four, the only senior in the starting five, at 5 foot nine, playing a post position for the Eagleville Lady Eagles. And we're about ready to get this one underway. And Brian, I know you've got to be a little butterflies on both these squads this evening.
I would say so, but the crowds, I got a real chuckle during the pregame warmups. You know, the Eagleville student section is down as close as they can get, which is really cool. And on that end, they were counting the number of misses, you know, in the pregame warmups for Midway. So I know this crowd is definitely going to get into it. Eagleville's really relied on the sixth man this year to get them through some tough games, and they're going to need it today.
Ross will be jumping against Whitley here as we're about ready to get underway. Eagleville will be in the home whites with maroon and gray trim. The Green Wave, of course, in green. And the tip is up and controlled by Midway. Bringing it up is Ross. Across the timeline she goes. Now gives it over to Bacon. Bacon, left side to LeMaster. Now Kaywood has it. Back to Ross. Ross drives, dishes off. The long jumper is no good by LeMaster. But the rebound, the Green Wave get it. Ross drives, goes in, a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be on Lizzie Thompson. The first foul against Eagleville here, and she'll go to the free throw.
Johnny, got the story of the game is going to be rebounds. I mean, that's one of the stories, how you handle turnovers and things of that nature. Going to have to crash the boards. Eagleville's going to have a size advantage on this team, I would think, barely.
Free throw is up and good by Ross. She'll get one more. Segment is up, also good. 2 points for Caitlin Ross. Here come the Lady Eagles' first possession. Haley Ferguson brings it across the timeline. She's a sophomore. Down low, they go to Thompson. The shot is up and good.
Well, that was
that may have been Clement there. I didn't catch it. Let's see.
That was a pretty miraculous shot.
It was
there.
Thompson. Yes, I had it right. I
thought she was too far underneath the basket. She got it to fall. That was very nicely done.
Green Wave has it. Here's a three attempt up and no good by Kaywood. Rebound coming down with it is Clement. And bringing up the floor is Michaela Motes, who hit that game winner the other night at Eagleville.
Foul line jumper that bounced off the rim twice and then fell through at the buzzer.
Burr Ferguson stops the dribble, gives to Motes, open for three, swish! Michaela Motes with a first bank three, and it's 5-2 Eagleville. So far, so good, Brian.
Well, I really like the way they've come out offensively. Very strong.
In that zone, it's a 2-3. Here's Ross for three. It's good.
Well, John, they've been challenging out there. They're 1-for-3 from three-point range. That's their first field goal here of the game. But they're going to put it up from outside. How's Eagleville going to respond to that?
6:23 to go in the first quarter. Ferguson gets a screen. Looking for help. Still looking. Moats trying to get away from her defender. They get it down to Clement. Clement turns, post up, puts it up with a left hand. Layup's good.
Very nice post move there. Went right, then spun around the left side and got a little crease to lay it in the hole.
Eagleville leads by two. Here's the Greenway. They have it. Ross now over to LeMasters. Back out to Kaywood, top of the key. To Bacon. In the corner is Ross. Boy, she's everywhere. There's a long jumper that's shot, missed by Kaywood. She gets her own rebound, lays it up, can't get it to fall. Thompson down with a rebound for Eagleville. 7-5, Lady Eagles, 5:36 to go in the first quarter. It's really tough to get the ball inside against that zone. That's one thing. Here's Clement at the high post. Gives it over to Moats. Moats drives, nowhere to go, and that brings it back out. Over to Ferguson. Ferguson slows things down a little between the circles, now drives. Goes all the way, now flips it over to Thompson underneath. Thompson has the layup. It's good.
John, if you get the ball right there, it's going to be tough against this team. They're 4-of-4 opening up this game.
9-5 Eagles. Here's LeMasters. Over to Ross. She's open, and she cans it for three. One thing's for sure, you probably don't need to leave her open.
Well, she's killing us right now.
9-8 the score. Midway leads it. Here's Moats. Tries to get it down low. It's a turnover for Eagleville. Coming away with it is LeMasters. Gives it over to Ross. Ross looks like she'll shoot from about anywhere. There's a drive. A little jump shot is up. Rolls off no good by Bacon. They get their own rebound. LeMaster comes up with it. Ross fakes a shot. Now over the corner. The jumper is up and rolls in and out. That one by Prinzing.
Well, thank
her
goodness.
First attempt. 9-8 Midway. Eagleville has the ball.
I mean, that thing was all the way down in the cylinder and just kind of hit the side of it and bounced out.
Here's Moats. Drives and now whistling a foul as she drives to the basket. I believe that was before the shot.
Now, when you say Lady Greenway, the green is a Kelly green. It's like Walter Hill green for
That's
those
right.
who remember the day.
They get it inside to Clement. She's at the foul line. Down to Thompson, who gets bumped, shoved underneath by Prinzi.
Good job there by Thompson to get the ball and not turn it over. She got shoved by not one but two. Prinzi's the one who's going to get the foul, but she kind of took a lick to the back.
Ferguson to throw it in underneath the Eagleville basket. It goes to Clement, top of the key. Down to Thompson. Now it's tied up by Ross. They double-teamed her that time, Brian.
Well, they're trying to make it really tough to get when they get the ball inside. They're double-teaming her. They don't want her to be the one that beats them. And that time you got the ball down low, you got to keep it up high.
Possession error goes to Thompson, who loses it momentarily, now gets it back. Flips it back out to Moats. Michaela drives to the left side. Gets a screen, puts it up. The little short J's no good. Rebound is Thompson. She goes up, puts it up softly, and scores. Thompson increases the Eagleville lead to three.
Well, I tell
She's
you what.
She's got six.
Thompson is tough as nails.
11-8, Eagleville. Here's LeMaster. She'll try the long three. It's nothing but net. Rebecca LeMasters with a three, and it's tied up at 11.
They're 3-of-7, 43% from three-point range in this game.
You're going to have to shoot well against this zone, and so far Midway has. The long lob into Clement this time, and it's knocked out of bounds by, I think, LeMasters, yes. 3:13 to go in the first quarter, 11-11. Ferguson will throw it in once again underneath the Eagleville basket. Michaela Moats off a screen, drives, now goes baseline, reverses it, gives it over now. The jumper by Coley is good. It's the first bank three for Coley Whitley. Wow, Coley Whitley with a long jumper. 14-11. So far, this game is tight. Here's Ross, drives in, shot no good, rebound, Moats for Eagleville. Eagleville with a three-point lead in the ball with 2:42 to go in the first quarter.
I don't have Eagleville with a miss.
Well, let's keep it that way. Oh, they threw it away, and I think Whitley was there, and then she moved at the last second. Turnover, Eagleville.
It's their second turnover. I do have them with one miss. They're 6 of 7 from the field, John. They're shooting 86% here in this first half, so shooting very well. The two turnovers, those couple of possessions there, like to have them back.
Emmy Taylor in the game for the Green Wave. Out top of the key now to Kaywood. Here's a long jumper this time by Ross. It's no good. Rebound, Thompson. Moats to Ferguson. 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Ross picking up Ferguson. Looks inside to Thompson. The pass, and there's a shove underneath. And it's got to be on Prinzi.
I think Prinzi did kind of shove her in the back. They're really worried about Thompson getting the ball, but, John, that was 10 feet out. I'm not sure why you foul there. We'll take it.
Clement will throw it in. Looks down low for Moats. She gets out of there. I don't know how she did. Over to Thompson. Turns, fadeaway jumper, in and out. No good. Rebound, comes to Greenway, midway. It's Taylor. Now to Ross. Over to Prinzi. Turns around from the foul line, takes the shot, misses it. Rebound, Whitley.
They've missed their last three in a row now.
Eagleville still leads by three, 14 to 11. A minute 44 to go in the first quarter.
Their last two misses, Eagleville turned the ball over and missed the shot. Eagleville needs to be able to take advantage.
Moats for the long three. Oh, yes.
Like that.
Michaela Moats didn't take long, and she gunned one from outside. Eagleville by six. 1:27 to go in the first. Here's the Midway with the ball. Down low, they get it to Prinzi. Turns around on Thompson. In and out. Rebound, Clement for Eagleville. Well, we're dominating the boards, it seems like, on the offense, on the defensive end anyway.
I got it 7-4, Eagles.
Ferguson stops. Now almost threw it away. Clement double-teamed. Back out to Ferguson. Find Thompson underneath. Layup good.
Beautifully done. Great interior passing. And, John, when they got the ball, they had two chances to turn the ball over there and didn't.
Ross almost threw it away. They get it out now. Kaywood has it right side over to Prinzi. Top of the key, down low. They find Ross, who goes up, and now foul on Thompson. And that's what scares me. That is foul number two on Lizzie Thompson.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a way to keep her in the game with two fouls now early on in the first quarter, John. She's on pace to not be here at the end of the game, and they're going to need her.
44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Free throw is up and good by Ross, an excellent free throw shooter. She has 9 for the game. And let's see, Thompson's going to come out. And that's Mary Elise Lynch coming in. And they'll move Whitley down low. Second toss by Ross is good. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did. 10 points for her. And it's 19-13 Eagleville. 41 seconds to go. Look for play for the last shot here. Ferguson brings it across the timeline. Ross picks her up. Ferguson looking for help. Finally finds Moats. Moats drives. And a whistle and a timeout, Eagleville, as then Coach List didn't like what he was seeing at the particular moment in time. There's 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And time for us to talk with our friends at Parks Auction.
Well, when you need the best results, immediate results, when you want to sell your property and you want to do that to get the most money for your property, I've got a number for you, 896-4600. Got two guys you need to talk to, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. There is no better way to sell your property than with this bunch of folks from residential, commercial, multifamily properties, farms, land, you name it. They can take care of it at Parks Auction Company. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, they want to say congratulations to Riverdale and Eagleville girls, Oakland and Eagleville boys for making it to the basketball state tournament.
Eagleville with a 6-point lead. They have the ball. They throw a lob out to Clement, who gets it. Finds a lane, goes up. It's going to be an offensive foul on Clement.
Well, that's a tough foul right there. Clement almost looked like she stopped before the defender was there. Like there, she didn't really even run into her, John. I don't know. That's tough.
Not a lot of contact, actually.
I think she tried to avoid the contact. She just stopped and did a little pull-up jumper instead of driving on in.
22 seconds were left when I mentioned that. Here's Kaywood over to Ross. Back out to Sophia Patterson, who's in the game for Midway. Long jumper by Ross is short. There's a tip up, no good. And that's your horn. That's the end of the first quarter. And a good one for Eagleville. The Lady Eagles lead it 19-13. We'll take a one-minute break and be back for the second quarter.
Hi, Money. Time for your annual performance review. Relax. I love having you around, but I feel you're not working up to your full potential. You're not growing. That's why I'm putting you in a First Rewards checking account from First Bank. Earn interest with no minimum balance or monthly service fees. Plus, with refunded out-of-network ATMs, you'll really go places. Take me with you, please.
Open online today at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
John Dingens, Brian Barrett back with you here as we start the second quarter of play. Ross has it for Midway. Now gives it over to LeMasters, back to Ross. Ross drives on the corner now, goes to Bacon, back out to Kaywood, who drives. Nice fake, and a good drive in the lane by Emily Kaywood.
John, Eagleville shot 80% in that first quarter, 80%. Where Midway was down around 20%.
Ferguson has it, left side. They lob it down low to Clement. Clement makes a move, pivots, turns with the left hand, layup good. Anna Grace Clement with her fourth point. And what she's doing is taking the pressure off of Thompson being on the bench with four fouls, or with two fouls, excuse me. I don't want to scare Eagleville with telling them they're four fouls. Here's a lob, and it's intercepted. Megan Norman is in the game for Midway as well. And that's the first turnover for Eagleville. Midway. Here's Moats. Drive, stops. A little short jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound. Pulls it away from Midway and up and scores. And she's fouled.
I can't tell you how big that rebound was to fight for it. When she went up for that first shot, the reason it was short is because it was partially blocked. Got a little body on her. Defense was pretty tight. So that rebound was very important.
Oh, for her first two-point bucket, chance to make it a three-point play at the Steve Mark Construction free throw line. It's up and good. If you're looking for a contractor to meet your every need, it's Steve Mark Construction, 615-904-9639. Eagles lead to nine now, 24-15. Here's this jumper by Kay Wood. It's up. It's no good. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Lynch. And Most now going to run the point. She drives, gives it now over. The jumper is no good. Rebound, Lynch. Turn around. That won't fall. Lynch gets the rebound again. Fade away is short. Blocked out by Kaywood was Clement, and Midway gets the ball back. 24-15.
That was the only possession they didn't come away with points.
Here's the Masters for three. No good. Way short. Moats comes down with it. Moats with 9 points for Eagleville. Ross, 9 points for Midway. Here's Moats, picked up by Bacon, and now they get it back out to Whitley. Whitley down low to Clement. Turn, another offensive foul. That is two on Clement.
Well, didn't agree with the first one. That one there, though, I think you got a point because she did kind of pull it, put her elbow out there and her arm out to try to get around, and when you do that, it shows that was pretty obvious what she was trying to do there. But that first foul was a tough one to take.
Anna Haley checks into the ball game for Eagleville. She's number 10. She's a freshman. Whipping it around is Midway. They get it to the baseline. Ross drives. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound, however, put back in by Bacon. 24-17 now.
You got to say it sometime. Bringing home the bacon.
Yeah. Here's Ferguson. I was going to wait a little while. Here's Motes. Gets a pick from Whitley. Most drives all the way in and floats it up there. Wow, what a shot. 11 points for Michaela Motes, and Eagleville back up by 9. Down low, ball's intercepted. Whitley comes away with it.
Well, good idea, but they didn't have anybody down low, and Eagleville did a good job there of keeping the or being the players that were back and got the turnover. That was easy.
Motes drives, now in the lane, goes up, scoop shot, out of bounds, knocked out by Midway.
Well, you look at this game, John, and you think, haven't been there, haven't played in a big open arena like this and whatnot. Eagleville shooting 65% in this game.
Are you not impressed with the calmness of Eagleville? Yeah. I mean,
it's like they've been here every year, and this is their 50th game right here.
Motes has it stolen away from her. Bacon has it. Shot blocked by Motes, out of bounds.
Whoa.
That got the crowd fired up.
She said, get that out of here.
The Eagle Nation is rocking over here with that play. Midway will get the ball, but she did save a two-pointer. Here's Bacon. Gets it out to Ross. Down low it goes. Turn around by Prince is way short.
I think Thompson blocked it.
Rebound Haley. 4:28 to go in the first half. Eagleville with a 9-point lead, and Motes just walks it up. I don't blame her.
Doing a really good job on the boards here as well. 15-8 advantage, Eagleville.
Motes shoots, shot, missed, makes a steal, gets it back, fouled by Ross. Well, that's what the call should be if I'm officiating, and that's what it is. Ross with her first foul.
Well, that's not going to make the Midway fans happy, but that is indeed what happened there. Boy, Motes, I tell you what, she is a tough cookie.
Coming into the game for the Greenway is Sophia Patterson. So Whitley going to throw it in. There's some discussion over there with official scorer. I'm really not sure what that discussion was about.
Now the officials are talking, and one goes, I don't know exactly what they're talking about here. I want to make sure they get the foul on the right person, maybe.
I think you're right.
Because when it was reported, I'm not sure that they knew exactly. The question is from the official scorer, but I think he's satisfied now.
Kaywood coming in, and Princey will go out. Whitley's over here to our left, ready to throw the ball in. And a little different alignment offensively for Eagleville. Motes has it at the foul line, spins, bounces it back out to Ferguson. Ferguson over to Lynch. Lynch drives with the left hand, finds Haley. The shot's blocked. Haley tries to save it and does. Lynch comes up with it in the corner. Over to Whitley. Whitley back to Lynch. Lynch drives. Going to go in with it. Shot no good, but she's fouled.
Well, they're so smart around the basket, John. I mean, the things that are happening, even when they don't go right, they get the offside rebounds. They get the tip outs to run down the loose ball. They drive and draw the foul like Lynch did right there. I mean, it's important to win the possessions any way you can.
Free throw is up and no good. Lynch will get another one. She's standing there, ready for a free throw from the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air free throw line. Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air. The second one is good. Lynch's first point of the day. And it's a 10-point lead now for Eagleville with 3:42 to go in the first half. LeMasters has it over now at the top of the key. It goes to Patterson. Back to Ross, who's open for three. Oh, if you leave her open, she's going to do it. 13 for Ross. 27-20. In fact, she's what's keeping them in the game, quite honestly.
Exactly. It's the three-point basket. They're six. Make that 5 of 11.
Ferguson tries to drive through, and she's going to be fouled. And it's going to be Kaywood that picks up that personal. That's her second.
Let me correct that. They're 4 of 11 from three-point range. So they're not shooting a great percentage, but they're only shooting 26% from the field. But their three-point shooting percentage is better. They're at 36% there.
Coach Lentz talking to his daughter over there. Free throw is up and good. She'll get another one. This is Haley Ferguson's first points of the game. How many turnovers do they have? None? One?
Eagleville has three.
Three, okay.
Turnovers are even at three apiece.
Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound, LeMasters. She gives it over to Ross. Right now, you really want to watch her. Left corner, it goes to LeMasters. Here is Kaywood, going to drive, go up, shot no good. Rebound, Eagleville. Lynch comes away with it.
I just don't know how you penetrate and drive on this bunch. I mean, I really don't.
Well, that's what that zone's about. Yeah. I mean, it's that's what's killer about it.
But it's a punishing zone.
And they do well running it. That's the thing. Motes drives, goes up. She's going to be hacked.
I mean, John, once you get inside the three-point arc, they're after you. I mean, and you've got two after you if you've got the basketball. That's just how tough this zone is that they're playing here today.
Foul is on LeMasters. And Michaela Motes will be at the Toots free throw line. The first one is up, and it's no good. Toots on Broad Street and South Church Street, plus in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. And, of course, that new one coming up on 96. Paige Bacon coming back into the game.
They're 3 of 6 at the free throw line here.
Motes eyes it, puts it up, too strong. Rebound, Ross. 28-20, Eagleville. She missed both of them.
Eagleville is in the bonus the rest of the way. Any foul?
Here's Bacon, top of the key. Gives off to Ross. Ross now back out to Taylor. The long three, no good. Rebound, guess who? Michaela Motes. With 2:22 to go in the half. I haven't lost my voice. I'm sound like I'm screaming, don't I? Here's Whitley setting a pick for Motes for the long three. Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Motes with 14. That was from about 28, 29 feet.
You're going to have to pick both of us up out of the floor after that one. Good grief.
Taylor dribbles with the left hand. She walks. Turnover midway. That's four for them. And everything going Eagleville's way at the present time, even without Lizzie Thompson in the lineup right now.
Well, right now, a good opportunity, John. Don't let up this last 2 minutes. Keep pouring it on. Keep doing what you've been doing.
Pressure now by Midway. Let's see how Eagleville handles it. Ferguson brings it across. Now whistle. Another clock stoppage for some reason. I'm not sure what that was about either, but it'll be Eagleville's ball side court. 31-20. Eagleville leads it. 1:55 to go here in the first half. And they find Motes right here in front of us. Motes drives with the right hand. Bounce pass to Haley. She can't handle it. Rebound, or the loose ball comes up with Kaywood for Midway.
She had a better shot than she did a pass right there.
Kaywood drives now to the basket. Shot up, and a whistle and a foul. This will be interesting who this is on.
That's only the second time that they've had a decent look on a two-pointer, John, and they had to foul right there. Make her earn it at the free throw line.
Right now, Eagleville playing without both their big girls in the lineup, and that's Clement and Thompson. Free throw is up and good by Kaywood, who loves to drive in this game. We found that out. She's got 3 points. The lead down to 10 now for Eagleville.
They haven't missed a free throw yet.
Second one is up. No good. I thought that would work for us. It's good, yes. 31-22. Here's Most driving in the corner, looking for help, and now a whistle and a foul. This one's on Ross.
You know what's unbelievable about that, John, is Motes knew the entire time that she was going to dish it out for the three attempt, but she drew the double team just because she got close to the goal, and they fouled her as she was making the pass, not a shot.
Well, Ross has 2 fouls on her now. Motes' free throw is up and good. Michaela Motes has 15 points in this game so far. We've not even finished the first half yet. K. Kaylin Ross for Midway with 13. Moats eyes it. The second one is up and also good. 16 for Michaela. 33-22. Eagleville maintains their 11-point lead. Here comes Ross. Over to Taylor. Taylor gives it out to Kaywood. She'll take the long three. It's short. Rebound, Whitley, who's done an excellent job getting rebounds. Over to Moats. Well, 1:09 to go in the first half.
Sorry, John, when you said that two big girls out, that was the size advantage that Eagleville had.
Moats flips it in the lane, almost went in. Rebound Midway. Kaywood has it. 56 seconds to go in the half. Kaywood, boy, she loves to take it to the basket, doesn't she? And the flipped out of bounds going to belong to Eagleville. Yep, and you're right, Brian. She walked before she took the shot.
Well, she went up and came back down and then went up again. But we'll take the turnover either way.
Prinzi going to come back into the game, and Kaywood coming out. 33-22 Eagleville. They have the ball. Full court pressure time now by the Green Wave. They give it to Moats. Moats is a very deliberate ball handler, but she gets the job done, doesn't she?
Well,
Moats,
she
looking for a lane.
They
brings it back out, cross-court past the Lynch.
The pressure that she has on her from game to game, it's amazing.
Lynch almost loses it, picks it back up, needs some help. They find Ferguson. Ferguson drives in the lane, goes up for the shot, and now another offensive foul.
Ooh, man, I don't know about that.
A great dive or a great fall there by. But I'll tell you, Kaylin Ross is one of them. She's got two fouls on her. If it goes either way, Midway could be in trouble. 33-22, 20 seconds to go here, Midway.
Been three offensive fouls, and one of them seemed legit.
Midway holding for the last shot with 11 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Ross, flips it out. The shot is up and no good. Patterson took the shot, rebound though Taylor, and Moats is going to foul her on the way up.
That was an important rebound right there to get, not give them a chance to get this into single digits at the free throw line.
But I'm telling you, Brian, I look at the whole picture with Clement and Thompson both out, and they've got an 11-point lead. You got to like your chances. Free throw's up and good. And
well,
that is Taylor.
I just don't like the fact that they haven't missed at the free throw line, so you better not count on them to miss in this game.
Second free throw is up and good. You keep trying, don't you?
Well, yeah, but they're 8 of 8.
Here's a long shot that will fall awry, and that's the end of the first half. A good one for Eagleville. 33-24. The Lady Eagles on top here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Brian will have all the stats for you and more information for you here at halftime coming up. The Ideas Tees halftime show on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Are you too nervous to go to the dentist? Numbers show us that about 1 in 3 won't go to the dentist because they're scared. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer, and I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years here in Murfreesboro. Our sedation dentistry will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's Dr. Jeff Farmer at 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Someone sincerely asked me this question. Is funeral pre-planning really the right thing to do? My answer was plain and direct. How could planning for an inevitable happening in your life be a bad thing? We plan for college, health issues, retirement, and any other potential happening, so how could planning for something that we know will take place be a negative? You may have similar questions about your personal funeral needs. Please feel free to call me at 615-893-2422 for your answers.
If you are a guitar player, I hope you realize that Music World and Drummers Den is a dealer for Martin, Taylor, Gretsch, Alvarez guitars. We do repairs and setups. We also carry Yamaha keyboards. We're a full-rounded music store with everything the local musician will need. I am Dan Mitchell. I do the repairs and setups. We invite you to come over to Music World and Drummers Den for the best that we have to offer in Murfreesboro. We're at 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
What if I told you there was a property renovation company that could get you into a home for under $200,000 and allow you to be involved in the renovation design? This is Wayne Coldwell with Coldwell Properties, and that's exactly what we do. Coldwell Properties is known for its outstanding quality and design. With Coldwell Properties, we flip houses into homes. Give us a call, 615-900-0480. With Coldwell Properties, we keep the customer first, 615-900-0480.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
This halftime report brought to you by Ideas Tees, the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, you can get your officially licensed Blue Raider merchandise at Raider Tees. From tees, hats, polos, more, you name it, they've got it out there in their showroom at 910 Richley Road. They're also the official TSSAA merchandise source, so when you're at the championships here this week for Girls State, next week for Boys State, visit with our friends at Ideas Tees. Proud to be the official TSSAA merchandise source. Time for some stats here at the half with Eagleville leading 33-24 over the Midway Green Wave. First of all, for the Green Wave, shooting 13 points for Caitlin Ross. She has three of their 4 3-pointers. Paige Bacon with two free throws for Emmy Taylor, 3 points for Emily Kaywood, and Rebecca Lemasters with a 3-pointer. For Eagleville, they are led by Michaela Moats, 16 points. A junior guard with 16 in the first half, 4 points for Anna Grace Clement, a free throw for Haley Ferguson, 8 points for Elizabeth Thompson, but she's been on the bench for a while with two fouls, as has been Anna Grace Clement. Mary Elise Lynch with a free throw, and Coley Whitley with a first bank three in this game. Moats has 3 threes in the game. We'll take a look at team stats, which are just out of this world for Eagleville. I mean, a tremendous shooting first half. After we take this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. That's why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler, so you can get back to when being on the move was carefree. March 20th through April 18th, earn up to $70 in mail-in rebates when you purchase 4 new qualifying Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Bud's Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Find out more at budstirepros.tn.com. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4-18-19, void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's 3 little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
3 little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting high school basketball in Rutherford County is our way of helping our local teams carry out their game plan. This is Southern Region President Andy Jakes. When it comes to buying or improving your home, we can help your family with those game plans too. From personal loans to a mortgage, our lending experts are with you every step of the way. Let us help you get your financial game plan together at any of our 5 area locations or wilsonbank.com. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Taking a look at your team stats here, Eagleville girls with 17 rebounds, out-rebounding Midway, 17-11. Turnovers about even, 4 for Eagleville, 5 for Midway. At the free throw line, they are 8 of 8, Midway is 100%, 5 of 9, 55% for Eagleville. Here's the real difference in the game thus far. 21% shooting in the first half for Midway, 6 of 28, 21%. They're 4 of 13 from three-point range. That's 31%, so they only have 2 two-point baskets in this first half. Eagleville, meanwhile, 12 of 21, 57%. A tremendous first half shooting for Eagleville. And they're 4 of 5 from three-point range. That is 80%. So 57% shooting to 21% shooting. Thus, a 33-24 lead. We'll come back here and get this second half underway as we cheer on the Eagleville Eagles in the Blue Cross Basketball Championship Single A quarterfinals continue when we come back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
We all want to take care of as many things in one trip as possible. That's why Mills Family Pharmacy is ready to take care of you. Mills Family Pharmacy is one of the area's only full-service pharmacies, and they have a walk-in clinic, a drive-through, and a gift shop on site as well. They can do special orders, home delivery, and even package your meds at no charge. Go see Dr. Chad Mills and Dr. Craig Buckner at Mills Family Pharmacy at the corner of Church Street and Veterans Parkway. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Northville Boulevard.
Here with Jeff Mullins, and I'm sure that you get a lot of guys who come in and simply say, help me.
Yes, and we'll even let her know that it was your idea totally.
Helping us guys get the win, right?
Whether it be that special moment when you get engaged, you need an awesome wedding present for that new bride, something for Valentine's Day or graduations, we've got diamonds for all occasions.
Jay Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Northville Boulevard, next to CJ's Restaurant.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We start the second half. Eagleville will get the ball first, leading 33-24. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you. Here's a lob down low to Clement. Give you those starting lineups in just a second. Whitley with a long jumper. It's no good. Rebound Midway. Coming up with it is Bacon. Over to LeMasters. It's Bacon, LeMasters, Prinzi, Kaywood, and Ross. Eagleville, Clement, Thompson, Ferguson, Moats, and Whitley. They get it to Prinzi. Turnaround jumper from about eight. No good. Rebound. Blocked. That shot by Bacon. Blocked by Whitley. And coming up with a loose ball will be Eagleville. Moats has it.
I hope they shoot the ball as well on this other end that they did here on the far end.
Moats. It's a shot, but it's right into the hands of Clement, who scores. Sometimes you got to catch a break too, Brian, and that was one of them.
Well, that was a big break because that was a missed three, but the offside rebound and put back, there was nobody even close.
The Masters working it around. Roth, they get it inside to Prinzi. Turn around, jumper good. Not much Thompson can do there, and I think they're trying to capitalize on that fact. She has two fouls, though. It's not like she's got three.
Here's Whitley, and ball's knocked out of bounds. 35-26, our score, Eagle Bowl by 9. Teams have matched baskets, and we've got a timeout on the floor here very early in this second half. And with the Eagle Bowl with a 35-26 lead, gives us now one chance, one more chance, to talk about our friends Stan and Bob. You know who they are.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're here from Rutherford County, you know where they are too, because you see the yellow signs with the P on there. That's the Parks Auction Company, and you can put the power of Parks Auction behind your property sale. They'll handle everything. Stan bought and Bob Bug. You can put their years, I mean years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand. Okay? Professional team, Bob Bug, Stan Vaught, Parks Auction, 896-4600, online at parksauction.com.
Eagle Bowl with the ball. Michael Hayes, the head coach of the Green Wave. Whatever he called timeout for, he was not happy. Ferguson has it. Cross court, it goes to Moats. Takes the three, no good. Rebound, Thompson got it out of the hands of LeMasters. Over to Clement. Ferguson will try one. It's up, it's no good. Rebound, Clement. Clement goes up. Layup good. Clement with 8. She has the first 4 points here in the third quarter.
Well, they won the possession. Missed a couple of shots, but got the big rebounds to put it back in.
Here's LeMasters. They give it to Prinzi. Prinzi working on Thompson. Shot missed. Rebound Moats. LeMasters back in the backcourt with her. Long pass out to Ferguson. Ferguson has it left side in front of the Eagle Bowl bench. Going left to right here at Murphy Center. Ferguson over to Moats. Moats back out to Ferguson between the circles. At the foul line is Clement. May have been fouled. No call. Here's Ross. Gets the turnover. Puts up the layup. It's good. She's the one that scares me the most. And now turnover Eagle Bowl.
Yeah, a double dribble in the backcourt, John. And a couple of turnovers here by Eagle Bowl. Going to give them a chance not only to score, but to keep cutting into the lead. They have gotten some open looks down low in the paint.
And Midway will get it. They'll throw it in underneath their basket. Kaywood will throw it in. Over to Ross. Back out, Bacon. Bacon walked. Turnover, Greenway. We'll take that one for sure. That's 6 turnovers now for Midway.
Their coach is going to have a stroke.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he is. Couldn't hardly throw the ball in. The referee had to move him. Ball's stolen away. Kaywood drives, goes up, whistle and a foul.
Johnny can't keep giving them those kind of opportunities to get back in this game.
And the bad news there, the foul is on Thompson. That's her third.
A little shaken up on that.
Well, that's Whitley going off. She messed up a knee a little, but she's staying in. Kaywood's free throw is up and good.
Problem with putting them at the free throw line is they just, I mean, they're killing us there. They've got 9 points at the free throw line.
Kaywood will get another one. Couple of bounces, eyes it, puts it up. It's good. Yeah, they're almost automatic. 5 points for Kaywood. Pass goes to Lynch. Double team, the ball stolen away. Midway with another chance. Ross layup good.
Well, 4 turnovers, John, have been detrimental to Eagle Bowl.
And just like that, the lead is cut to 5. And now, I think we have a timeout of some sort. Eagle Bowl, yes. Full timeout. We'll take 1-2. We'll be back in 1 minute. Eagle Bowl leads by 5.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-900-0877 and let me save you money and time.
Sometimes money is harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. I would like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Let us help put more money in your pocket by giving us a call at 893-9898.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, FNBMT.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Eagle has the ball, facing that press again. Lynch has it knocked away. She's still got it. Got to get it up here in a hurry now. Long lob, Moats. And it took too much time.
Timeout.
What a play by Chris Lynch. Michael Hayes over at Midway thought he had that one, but he did not. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be right back.
Shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Stones River Mall, shopping centered on you. Online at stonesrivermall.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
The Moats here, 37-32. Midway's made a little run here.
Well, they've been putting pressure on the ball, full court pressure, and this time they backed up into half court. It's been working for them. I don't know why they quit. I'm glad they did.
The Eagle looks like they want to spread the floor just a little bit. Ferguson cross court to Lynch, back out to Ferguson, over to Moats. 4:23 to go.
Eagle really needs to score on this possession, I think, John, to get some confidence back.
Lynch drives, goes up, floating runner in the lane, no good. Rebound picked up by Midway. Here's LeMaster, may have walked, gives it over to Prinzi. The jump shot, no good. Rebound Thompson.
Got a break. Got to take smart shots.
Moats double teamed, trying to get it up. Pass is intercepted to Bacon. Layup is good. Midway within three now.
Five turnovers here in the third quarter, John.
And almost another one, but it's out of bounds to Eagleville.
That's a turnover a minute at this point.
Whitley comes back in.
I'm sorry. You just got to calm things down here. You know, and Eagleville needs to set up in their offense and work for a good shot.
Whitley will throw it in. Just check back in. Lob to Clement. Clement to Thompson. Little eight-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound. Bacon, who's been all over the place. Here's Ross. Thinks about a three. Now drives. Dishes back out. Prinzi for the jumper. Good. Prinzi with four. We're within one now. 37-36. Midway. Roaring back. Thompson gets it across. Now to Whitley. Pressure relentless by Midway. Over to Clement. Clement drives. Goes up. Layup. Offensive foul. And that was... Whistle was way after the play had taken place. They even let her shoot the layup. So Midway on this trip has a chance to take the lead. Eagleville, when this started, I think it was 37-26 at that point. And Midway with a chance to take the lead here. 3:05 to go in the third. Here's Kaywood. Back out now to Bacon.
Eagleville hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes and have turned the ball over six times.
That's a bad recipe, isn't it?
And they're 4-5 from the field.
Kaywood drives, forces one, it goes up and in. Kaywood, I don't know how that one went in. And the lead goes to Midway for the first time in the game. Down low to Thompson. She stops, she shoots, it's blocked by Ross. Thompson gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Clement, no good. Tries again, rolls good.
It's a way to keep after it.
10 points for Clement. She's had a great third quarter. 39-38 Eagleville. K Kaywood, Prinzi turning around with that little jumper. No good this time. Rebound, Whitley. Whitley brings it up herself. Whitley to the corner, looks for help. Tries to lob it into Thompson and does. And a whistle and a foul. And rightfully so.
Well, that is the fifth team foul, I think. So it'll be out of bounds, but it does get Eagleville closer to the 1-1.
Third foul on Prinzi. Whitley open for three. No good. Clement had it for a moment. Coming away with it is LeMasters. LeMasters bring it down the left side on Ferguson. Turn around, jumper, banked off the glass. Good.
He took an extra step there.
5 points for LeMasters. Midway leads 40-39. Clement almost has it stolen. Gives it over now to Whitley. Whitley at top of the key. Cross court all the way in the corner to Ferguson. Ferguson to Clement. Little float jumper about 8 foot. No good. Thompson has the rebound. It's a jump ball. Going to belong to the Greenway. Well, everything that went right in the first half has not gone right here in the third. Mary Elise Lynch coming back in for Eagleville. And Whitley going to come out. With a minute 32 to go in the third quarter, Midway leads it 40-39. Ross going to bring it up. Over in the corner it goes to Kaywood. Back over to Taylor, who checked in. Patterson also in. Kaywood to Ross. Back out, Taylor. They whip it around to the right side to Kaywood. A minute 14 to go. Here's Patterson. Back out to Kaywood in the corner. Down low they go and dish it back out to Kaywood, who drives, goes up. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Shot won't fall. Rebound coming away with it. Moats had it, and there's a foul.
Thank goodness.
Megan Norman has checked in for Midway. That Green Wave crowd doesn't like it, but it was the right call.
Well, that was a sure enough battle right there going on. Midway on a 14-2 run. We need to cut into that run here.
Don't give up your dribble, Lizzie. There you go. Over to Moats. Now I'm coaching. What am I doing? Moats, long three. Yes! Michaela Moats with 19. That was a big basket. Eagleville back up by two.
Let's get this ball back.
To Patterson, left side for Midway. Over to Kaywood, top of the key. Right side now goes to Ross. They find Norman. Norman takes a dribble. Gets it back out to Taylor. Taylor, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Thompson.
That was not a good shot for them. But now Eagleville, John, has got a chance here. Going to go for one shot. Try to build on this two-point lead and end on a positive note.
Lynch has it right side. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now looks for help. Back out to Moats. Moats finds Thompson. Turn around, jumper in the lane. Good! Thompson with 10. Let's get her going. 44-40. 3 seconds to go. Long jumper by Ross. Get out of there. It is. And that's the end of the third quarter. We survived it, Brian.
Wow.
Eagleville leads 44-40. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball back in 1 minute.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider Tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. If you're in the Blackman area, come by and check out our construction site. We're getting close to being ready for you. I can almost taste those fried dill pickles now. If you're out and about Murfreesboro and you get over in the Blackman area, please drive by and check out our newest location. It's under construction, and we're getting close to being finished. It's at the corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road, Highway 96, right here in Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun!
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
For those listening on WGNS Radio, we are going to go to Lady Raider coverage at 5:30, but we're going to continue to follow the Eagleville girls game here on WGNSRadio.com and WGNSSports.com. So you need to tune in there. We're going to break away at 5:30 for that.
Eagleville with the basketball. Clement takes a jumper from the top of the key. It's good. Clement with 12. 46-40 now. Eagleville's rebounded a little bit here to get a lead up back to 6. Over to Bacon, to Kaywood, to Prinzi. Foul shot, no good. Rebound, Bacon. Bacon to Ross, to Kaywood for 3. It's good.
Well, that's why that rebound was so important to get there, John, after the miss. It wasn't a very good shot.
Here's the lob to Ferguson as Midway continues to press. Doing a much better job, though, the last 3 or 4 possessions handling that. Ferguson has it right side. Eagleville leads by 3. Ferguson stops. Nowhere to go. Tries to get it to Clements. He threw it away.
That's one thing that's been killing Eagleville, John. 7 turnovers now here in the second half.
Here's Ross. Dishes it out to Kaywood. Kaywood for 3. No good. Rebound Moats. That rang in and rang out. Moats double team. They give it to Ferguson. 6:45 to go here in the ball game now. Eagleville clings to a 3-point lead. Moats, a couple of dribbles now to Ferguson. Back out to Moats. Moats drives, stops, shoots, shot blocked. Rebound, Ross. Long pass down to LeMasters. And Clement did a great job of getting back on defense and saved Eagleville there.
She sure did.
Here's Lynch. Lynch to Moats. Moats left open. She takes the shot. No good. Rebound. Lynch layup. No good. Rebound. Knocked around. Ross has it. And on the floor is Thompson, who saves it. And they call a timeout. And I don't know what that official saw down there, but I'm glad he didn't see anything. That's absolutely for sure. 46-43. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Eagleville leads it.
The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, a locally owned and operated senior care community since 2009, offers the comforts of home with the care you need, giving you the peace of mind knowing your loved one is well cared for. The Waterford stands out, offering residents custom pricing, enabling families flexibility to choose only the care plan needed. The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, the comforts of home with the care you need. Schedule your tour or find more information at waterford-smyrna.com.
Let's face it, higher is better. That's why everyone loves a penthouse or to see the world from a mountaintop. What makes higher better is the view. You can see right over the horizon. That's why First Bank CD rates going up is good news. You can view what's on your horizon and see a clear road to your goals. Open a CD at First Bank while rates are rising and get a bank with a great view of your future. FirstBankOnline.com. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
6 minutes to go in the game, 46-43. Here's Clement in the lane. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in.
What muscle right there.
Clement with 14. It's a 5-point Eagleville lead. Here comes Midway. LeMasters tries the 3 and guns it. It's good, and she's got 8. 48-46.
And this is going to be a nail-biter to the end. Be sure to stay tuned on WGNSradio.com.
Michaela Moats has it, top of the key. Drives with the left hand. Now they find Thompson at the foul line. Gives it over to Whitley. Whitley looking for help. Clement has it. Clement drives with the right hand. Goes up. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Prinzi. Heavenly Prinzi makes the rebound. It's a 2-point lead. Michael Hayes of the Midway Green Wave won a timeout here. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout as well. 1 minute to go. 1 minute timeout. We'll be back 48-46 with 5:10 left.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, FNBMT.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros can help you out.
For service you can trust without the hassle, visit your local Bud's Tire Pros in town.
They offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include the nationwide warranty with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Jumper by LeMasters from the corner for two, and that's 10 points for her, and we're tied at 48. Big basket there on the inbounds. Eagle has it. Over to Clement.
Every possession now is very, very important.
Clement has it knocked away. She retrieves the ball and finds Ferguson.
Going to have to protect the basketball, cut down the turnovers, and work for good shots.
Ross all over Ferguson. Here's Clement. Finds a lane. Goes up. Shot's a little short. Rebound picked up by LeMasters to Bacon. 48-48, 4:26 to go. Eagleville in that zone. Here's Prinzi. No good. Shot rebounded by Moats. 4:15 to go. Those of the faint of heart may want to turn away, I'm telling you. Moats has it right side, looking for help. Finds Lynch in the corner, ball thrown away, but Clement retrieves it. Shot missed, no foul, gets a rebound, puts it back up. Still no foul. Chris Lynch thinks there's a foul. Ball saved over there by Prinzi.
Brian Barrett thinks there's a foul.
Here's Ross. Over now the right side, it goes to Taylor, back out to Bacon. To Ross, to Taylor, right side. Prinzi, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Lynch comes away with it, and a whistle and a foul on Bacon.
Way to crash the boards there, Miss Lynch.
And Prinzi has, I think, four fouls. We're tied at 48. Now it's anybody's game, Brian. You just got to watch your turnovers and take good shots. Pretty simple, isn't it?
It sounds much simpler than it really is. And got to protect the basketball. Turnovers have been a problem here in the second half. Only one here in this quarter. Got to keep that down.
Ferguson to the left side. Down low to Clement. Good feed inside. Clement misses the shot. Almost had the rebound. Bacon comes away with it. Well, Bacon's been all over the glass. Here's Ross. Sets, shoots, bottom. It's a three for Kaitlyn Ross. She's got 20 and a three-point lead now for Midway.
Eagles missed five in a row, John, so that allowed the green wave to continue to chip away and chip away.
Moats turn around, fadeaway jumper. It's short, no good. Ferguson down with the rebound. Over to Lynch. Lynch. Bounce pass down low to Thompson, and she's fouled by Kaywood, which is a good call. Well, we should be used to this. Every game that we've heard that they had in the last 3 weeks have been like this. So
they have definitely,
nothing new for them.
Yeah, nothing new. Been nail biters. John, you like to see Eagle score here on this possession.
Clement to throw it in. Is it to Lynch? Lynch drives. Little right-handed hook shot, no good. Thompson with a rebound, no good. Tries to get it back, knocked out of bounds, belongs to Eagle. There you go, but Thompson took a hard spill.
Well, I'm not sure where the foul was in there, and then that was definitely not Eagle knocked the ball out of bounds, but we'll take it. It's just crazy.
Ferguson will throw it in for the Lady Eagles. They trail by three, still plenty of time in this one, however. The long lob is to Lynch. It's okay. Lynch saves it. Looking for help. They find Moats. Has the ball stripped away. Moats to Lynch. The jumper from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Thompson. Jump ball, they call it. And it'll be Midway's.
Well, it was partially blocked. Moats got clobbered just a second ago.
Well, the Eagle Nation letting them know about it, too. So here comes Ross. They lead it by three with 2:20 to go in the game. Ross has it, top of the key. Now right side it goes to Taylor. Over to Bacon. whipping it around in the corner to Ross. Ross with the biggest shot of the night so far for Midway.
Eagles only scored 8 points here in this, or four points here in this quarter, John. They need some buckets and got to keep Midway from scoring. They're trying to spread the floor right now.
A little bit, yes. The zone, what they figure, you go against the zone here, you want to try to bring them out of it. And Eagleville has come out a little bit here, yes.
Well, they're taking some precious time off the clock, that's for sure.
51-48, Midway. Long lob now to Bacon. Bacon with a couple of dribbles. Picked up over in the corner to LeMaster. She throws it way back out. Boy, that's good offensive play by Midway. In the corner, double team. Ball's taken away by Thompson. Michael Hayes is upset, but, you know,
what works comes,
both ways.
What comes around goes around, big boy.
Here's Moats. That's my color analyst, Brian Barrett. Moats for three!
Wow, what a bucket.
Out of nowhere, she goes, I'm putting it up. Here's Midway with the ball. We're tied with less than a minute to go in the game. Over to Ross, to LeMasters. Don't let Ross get open. Don't let LeMasters get open. Inside to Ross. She gives it to Taylor, the little jumper from about 12. No good. Clement down with a rebound. Here comes Eagleville with the ball. Chris Lynch telling him to be.
Oh.
And the ball's thrown away.
Can't make that throw.
Nope.
Just can't do it.
51-51, 36 seconds to go. Trying to throw it across court, and it has to be perfect when you do that. Here comes Ross.
Now you got to have another defensive stand, John.
And a timeout called by Midway. Michael Hayes again for Midway, not happy. Chris List getting his troops together. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. If you have a budding bird lover on your list, come in and check out our hand-fed babies. They make sweet, wonderful pets. And if your dream pet is something slightly different, like a hedgehog or chinchilla, you should come in and see our babies at Animal City. And our knowledgeable, caring staff is always here to assist you with your pet needs and questions. Animal City is open 7 days a week. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage brought to you in part by the law offices of John Day, Rick's Barbecue, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air. No, I haven't calmed down yet.
31 seconds to go. Midway has the ball. The ball's in their court, and that's not a pun intended there, but it definitely is. Bacon has it. Over to Ross. They get it down low to Kaywood, who drives, goes up and in, scores. It's a two.
14 seconds.
Eagleville. 12 seconds to go. Going to be a last shot taken here. Boats drives, gives over the corner to Lynch with 4 seconds. Long jumper, no good. Out of bounds, and that's your ball game. Wasn't the shot I don't think she wanted. But Midway wins this one by a score of 53-51. What a game. I mean, what a game. If that shot goes in by Moats, Eagleville wins it. Unfortunately, just too many people in her face on that one, I believe, Brian. Just not able to take the shot that she really, really wanted. Heartbreak here at Eagleville, but, boy, nothing to be ashamed of. These youngsters played great.
Woo!
We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show here on State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll take a three-minute break.
Carpets Bosworth offering all types of flooring, woods, carpets, tiles, laminates, and more. I'm Brad Bug.
And I'm Heather Guerin.
Inviting you to let Carpets Bosworth renew your home or office.
If you're thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, come see us at Carpets by Osborne.
Phone number is 615-890-7632.
Visit our spacious showroom at 1402 Northwest Broad Street.
Or we are happy to come to you.
Modern convenience, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Get a checkup at their on-site walk-in clinic. Let Dr. Chad Mills and Dr. Craig Buckner fill your prescriptions while you wait and while you browse the gift shop. Use the drive-thru or go next level, order refills with an app. Have medications packaged by dose for free, and Mills Family Pharmacy will deliver them straight to your home. Local service with modern convenience. Mills Family Pharmacy, open 6 days a week at the corner of 231 and Veterans Parkway.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. Give me a call at 615-896-2013. With discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-280-5792 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Cremation seems to be the talk of the day. This is Lenny Farmer again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. People are more and more finding themselves in the position of having to decide between full funeral plans and full or direct cremation plans. Well, it is a decision that must be made by someone at some time. The best time to decide your future need is now, and the best person to decide is you. You can take the burden of deciding off of your family by calling me at 615-893-2422, and together we can work out a guaranteed plan for you.
Dreading your trip to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer here in Murfreesboro, and the numbers show us that about one out of every three people fear the dentist. That's why I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years. Our sedation dentistry and relaxed atmosphere will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
Sir Pizza.
Fill up each weekday from 11 until 2 with all-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, soup, and salad buffet at Sir Pizza. Plus, each Monday and Wednesday, the buffet is open for dinner, 5:30 to 8:30. All you can eat Sir Pizza each weekday for lunch and Monday and Wednesday for dinner.
Sir Pizza, good to the very edge.
Serving since 1965 with the best pizza in Rutherford County.
Sir Pizza.
On Memorial Boulevard, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and on East Main Street.
State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show.
Let the Rain Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Rain Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Now, let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
Well, a heartbreaking loss here. John Ding is back with you. And a heartbreaking loss for the Lady Eagles. 53-51, Midway wins it. And although I guess you could say it was a great first half for Eagleville, a great third quarter for Midway, and then they both played just outstanding basketball in that last quarter. Just for Eagleville to come up a little short, Michaela Motes with a last-second shot. It was a three. If she hits it, it's over. If not, then unfortunately it did not go in. But what a game she played. It's time for your Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, and time to talk about our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And that is going to be Michaela Motes tonight, 22 points. She had five first-bank threes on the game. One, two, three, four, yes, five. 22 points for Michaela Motes. She was the leading scorer for Eagleville, and she is our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. Loveless Fine Photography has been creating timeless portraits for over four decades. Loveless is the official photographer for Blackman, Central Magnet, MTCS, Providence Christian, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. They want to remind parents cap and gown proofs are coming soon to your mailbox. Also, since it's tax refund season, it's a great time to place your orders. Loveless is also running a wallet special now. Seniors, remember Loveless for your graduation invitations. Creative invitations from Loveless could mean more cash and gifts for you on graduation day. Call Loveless Fine Photography today at 615-890-1558 and view their gallery at lovelessphotography.com. Our Craig's Tax Service keys to the game, I think, a really solid first half by Eagleville. They were up by nine at halftime. But the third quarter, a few turnovers. They really struggled and actually didn't shoot the ball very well in that third quarter as well. And I think that was the turning point in the ball game, that third quarter. Played well after that, and but they allowed Midway to get back in this ball game. That's Craig's Tax Service keys to the game. Tax laws can be very confusing. It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tax Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Call today at 615-890-2233. And if you've missed part of the game, you can always check out WGNSSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download or listen. Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church Street, and on Memorial Boulevard. I want to say, though, before we take this other break and we do our stats here in just a moment, the Eagleville Eagles, nothing to be ashamed about. They played awesome. Came up on the short end, 53-51. They led 19-13 at the end of the first quarter. They led 33-24 at half and led at the end of the third quarter by 44-40. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have our stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography after this three-minute timeout.
We can do great things on our own, but with teamwork, we can always accomplish more. At Wilson Bank and Trust, being part of an outstanding team has helped us serve and give back to customers and communities in Rutherford County for more than 10 years. We're grateful for all of your support, and we especially want to thank you for naming us your favorite bank in Rutherford County. We couldn't be more excited to receive this roofing. What an honor. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Hey, this is Wayne Coldwell with Coldwell Properties, 615-900-0480. Are you holding on to a piece of property that you just don't use, or you've inherited a piece of property that you don't know what to do with? Maybe the property needs extensive renovation. The cost, the time, the money, you just don't have. Coldwell Properties can offer you a fair market price with a no-hassle process that will leave you with cash in your hand. Give us a call, Coldwell Properties, 615-900-0480.
The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, a locally owned and operated senior care community since 2009, offers the comforts of home with the care you need, giving you the peace of mind knowing your loved one is well cared for. The Waterford stands out, offering residents custom pricing, enabling families flexibility to choose only the care plan needed. The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, the comforts of home with the care you need. Schedule your tour or find more information at waterford-smyrna.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm standing in the middle of our new restaurant on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane. It's Toots West, and we cannot wait for our customers to see what we're building over here. Our goal is to open Toots West this spring. You're going to enjoy the same great Toots menu and Toots service, but a little bit different atmosphere than you've ever seen before.
If you're in the Blackman area, come by and check out our construction site. We're getting close to being ready for you.
Corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road.
State Farm.
The Prentice also heating and air post-game show.
We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice also heating and air on West College Street.
Now let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
John Ding is back at Murphy Center where we saw the Midway Green Wave beat the Lady Eagles 53-51 and That's a gut wrencher, I'll tell you. It was a tough loss, but more about that in just a moment. I want to go over the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Eagleville, they have rebounded midway 39-25. Eagleville shot 20 of 54 for the game for 37%, but they did shoot 56% from three. They were 6 of 14. Eagleville, 5 of 9 from the free throw line for 55%. Eagleville had 13 turnovers in that game. For Midway, they had a shooting day of 18 of 55 for 33%. They were 7 of 20, though, from three-point, and that was for 35%, which is really good. Foul shooting, they were 10 of 10. In fact, I think this is where they stayed in the game, at the free throw line. Perfect from the free throw line, 100%, 10 for 10. And they only had 7 turnovers. As we mentioned, Eagleville led by 6 at the end of the first quarter. They led by 9 at the half, 44-40 at the end of 3. In fact, they led for most of the game with the exception of about 3 minutes left in the contest, and it just slipped away. The scoring looks like this. For Eagleville, Michaela Motes had 22 points, Anna Grace Clement with 14, Haley Ferguson with 1, Lizzie Thompson with 10, Mary Elise Lynch with 1, and Coley Whitley had a first bank 3. For Midway, Kaylin Ross was daggers tonight. She had 20 points, and we mentioned four threes in the game. Paige Bacon had 4, Emmy Taylor with 2, Emily Kaywood with the game-winning shot. She had 12 points. Rebecca LeMasters had 10, and Heaven Prinzi had 4. And that's a look at your stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Well, we're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, Brian Baird has rejoined me, and we've got some really good stuff for you. So stay with us, and we'll wrap it up on this game and tell you about tomorrow. So we've got Riverdale playing again tomorrow. So we'll continue here with our coverage on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air post-game show. 1 minute.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
Here's my doctor, David Hopkins.
I'm excited to tell you about my Northfield Medical Clinic reaching its 25th year in Murfreesboro. I established the clinic to offer quality primary care that is both affordable and accessible. We also welcome patients with or without insurance. The clinic is open 7:30 to 5, and we have a popular Saturday morning clinic from 8 to 12 noon.
Northfield Medical Clinic, 234 West Northfield Boulevard.
Whether you're sick or just need a complete physical, just walk in and let us take care of you.
State Farm.
The Prentice also Heating and Air post-game show.
We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice also Heating and Air on West College Street.
Now let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
We're back here from Murphy Center, and the final again, Midway defeats Midway defeats Eagleville 53-51. And Brian, it was one of those games that we just kind of let it slip away, and we led the entire game for the most part.
Well, they turned up the defensive pressure in the third quarter, John, and Eagleville turned the ball over there toward the end in that third quarter that allowed Midway to get back into it. Then once they were able to make better passes there and control the basketball, and the turnover bug kind of left them there, it was anybody's ball game at that point. And honestly, it just came up to they hit one more basket than Eagleville did.
Yeah. Once you get it like that, it's pretty difficult. But the poise of this team was really impressive, I thought. And even when they weathered that third period storm, they still, you know, they got up by, what, 6 again. And you got to tip your cap a little Midway now. They hit some big shots.
Here's the thing that makes it tough. We're going to hear from Coach Chris Lynch here now. And, you know, he was asked, you know, your initial thoughts on the game. And it took him about 30 seconds just to kind of think about it, absorb all of that. Because, I mean, they as soon as the game's over, they run into the media room, and here they are answering questions. And the girls were obviously devastated that were there with him. And I wanted to set it up this way, that after that 30-second pause, here are the thoughts of Eagle Bowl coach Chris Lynch.
You know, it's hard to you know, take a hard loss like that when you played your butt off. And for a season to end, but, you know, to end it at MTSU says a lot for these girls. And, you know, I'm just super proud of them, regardless of how that game ended. You know, they've done a lot of things this year. And so my first thoughts is not about that game right there. It's the whole season and how much community support we've had. And I'm just super proud of them. You know, we come up a shot short. And we had a pretty good game plan, I thought, and we followed it pretty good. They stepped out, had some girls step out and hit some threes that, you know, we were going to try to make threes, and they made them. You know, we got in early foul trouble, which really hurt. And, you know, they made some adjustments, and we stopped making shots. We were hot early. We kind of cooled off, and then it got back and forth match. So, you know, they got four charge calls. You know, just got to give them credit for taking them. But I'll take my girls any day. Win or loss, it's been an amazing season. So, you know, I can't ask for anything else. Well, they went into a 1-2-2 zone and they started pressing. They were having a hard time guarding us in the first half, inside or outside. They went into the zone, and they're really good at anticipating passes, and we didn't do a good job of pass faking before we threw it. And we had several turnovers that led to some easy buckets. They're a really good transition team, and I thought we shut that down really good. Now, they got a few transition buckets, but it was after a turnover. And, you know, I felt like we made some adjustments, and, you know, we got to make, you know, when you don't make open shots, it don't look as good like as it did in the first half. But I felt like we defended them all night, and, you know, they got on a run, and I don't know, just bottom line, I'm super proud of them. And, you know, you got to tip your cap to the other team. You know, they got here for a reason, and, you know, they never gave up. So you got to commend that, too. Oh, I've never questioned their effort. You know, we win rebounds a lot because it means a lot to them. You know, I thought it was very physical around the basket, but, you know, that's the kind of game we wanted. And, you know, their guards just got a little loose on us and knocked down, you know, they knocked down one more shot than we did.
That's Coach Chris Lynch after the game. John, you can tell the disappointment in his voice there. It was really a game of inches. I mean, just a few little things here and there, and it's a different story. I mean, it's not like they lost by 25. They lost by a two points at the end.
Well, I think that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Is after a loss like that, and then you've got to answer the reporters. I thought he did a beautiful job, though, of expressing what he felt about his team and how well they played this year.
He also mentioned in there, he echoed this before I started recording. It was kind of strange. He and I were the only ones in there for quite a while. And, you know, I wanted to give him an opportunity to gather himself because, I mean, the girls were just devastated and hurt, and as you would expect. But the one thing, the very first thing out of his mouth was, man, what a crowd. You know, and so I know the crowd and the community support meant a lot to them. So with
well,
that.
I have fond memories of that type of basketball.
Yeah.
You know, the community basketball and everybody out there. And, boy, they were just They were great. And, you know, it's just one of those games, and it's hard to take. But, you know, everybody suffered in that one, I think including you and me.
Yeah, that was a tough one there for sure. Well, we turn our attention to the semifinals, John, in Class AAA tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, we'll be on radio and streaming tomorrow at 1:15 as Riverdale takes on Houston. Riverdale was a winner in their first round game, 67-50. And Houston won yesterday as well over Mount Juliet, 65-58. Should be a great, great basketball game tomorrow. And I really hope that Riverdale fans, Rutherford County basketball fans, will get out and support this team. I mean, they're two wins away from making some history here, and they deserve our support.
Yeah, they've got you're right, it's historic. And, you know, we can vouch for it. Me, you, Jeff, and that, I mean, we've been to these games, but I've never been not to a final in several years. So I'm not going to put pressure, but I'm just saying everybody needs to come out and support them. It's not just Riverdale. It's your city. It's your town. You know, it's community.
Well, I mean, the basketball championships are in your town.
Right.
Let's get out and support one of the teams from our town. And that's tomorrow, 1:15, Riverdale versus Houston. It should be a great game. Hope you'll come out. Bring your radios with you and join us as well. You also will be streaming so you can listen on your apps and take us along for the ride with you. But, gosh, let's get out and support these Lady Warriors. And that's going to do it here, I guess, John, for our coverage. Dalton Barrett, great job back at the station, making the transition from radio to stream and getting Lady Raiders on and all that kind of thing. So I appreciate his work there back at the station.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow in the morning and then – oh, we're going to spend the day together.
Yeah, another day.
Lunch and game and
that's right.
Probably dinner. If you go with me where I want you to go with me tomorrow afternoon,
we can have
dinner after it's over.
All right.
It'll be an early dinner, but
I'm game.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll see John Dinkins then. We'll see you tomorrow right here on News Radio WGNS for another State Farm Prep basketball game from the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. It's Riverdale and Houston. 1:15 will go on the air at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so hope you'll join us for our coverage. I'm Brian Barrett. We're signing off from Monty Hill Arena and the Murphy Center. So long, everyone, until the next time we meet at the game.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on News Radio WGNS, FM 101.9, FM 100.5. AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game.